America has just suffered its greatest defeat in the Middle East, despite pushing the Islamic State out of Iraq. Even as American leaders take a victory lap, a deadly Islamic power is plotting to fill the void in Iraq. Find out which nation will seize power in Iraq and eventually trigger a third world war. Next, on The Key of David with Gerald Fleury.
Greetings, everyone. America has just helped Iraq drive ISIS out of its country and out of Syria, and we're taking somewhat of a victory lap, I think, at this time. But let me tell you, at the very same time, America has just suffered its greatest defeat ever in the Middle East. Now, you don't have to just take my word for it. I'm going to illustrate that to you today, but America just suffered its greatest defeat in the Middle East. And you will see that very quickly. I can guarantee you that. Bible prophecy has a lot of good news about America, and I pointed that out many times before, but the sooner we heed what God tells us to do, and certainly that involves our foreign policy, well, then the sooner God can bless America the way He should. We have been speaking for some 70 years to try to help America see what is coming and what is building and what Bible prophecy is all about for this nation, which is one of the birthright nations and has received really special blessings from God. But this is a shocking truth. America has helped drive ISIS out of Iraq and Syria, and now America is about to be driven out of Iraq and Syria by Iran, and you're going to see it happen very quickly. It's already beginning in some ways, but what a vicious turnaround this is. I want to quote myself just recently in a couple of TV programs on the Key of David. October 10, 2014, I said this: we see the ISIS terrorists doing all of these violent acts and all of the bloodshed, cutting off people's heads, and it really has attracted the attention of this world, but in many ways it is a distraction from the real danger in the Middle East and in the world. Another quote, this one February 26, 2015. But there is a U.S. general who said that the face of radical Islam is now ISIS. But I disagree with that strongly. The face of radical Islam is still Iran many times over, and the Bible tells you that, because Iran is the king of the South or the Middle East. See, we've been telling you that for over 20 years, that Iran is the king of the South. They're the king. That means they rule the Middle East, and yet most people still don't see that. But that's what God says nevertheless. My quote goes on to say, because Iran is the king of the South or the Middle East, but also history tells us that. And just the what is happening on the world scene tells us that even right now. One final quote here from my Key of David program, this one the same date as the last one. But if you look at ISIS, well, they don't even have an air force. And they, in many ways, are a distraction. Now, they are dangerous, no question about that. But in many ways, they are a distraction of what is happening in the Middle East through Iran. And we need to understand this, because this is going to affect every single one of us. Now, if you look at ISIS today, they're like a mouse compared to the Iranian tiger. There is no comparison. Now, that is a fact. You can see that by how quickly they were defeated. Now, Iran, well, that's another matter. Now, I'd like to give you just a few quotes from the Washington Post to illustrate what I'm saying and to prove to you what is happening in Iran today. And it is not certainly a bit of news that is going to be welcome in the U.S. in many ways, but we can only learn and overcome our problems if we face the truth. Notice what Liz Sly said in the Washington Post just, I think it was October the 27th. Quote, the U.S. is on a collision course with Iran. President Trump's assertive new strategy toward Iran is already colliding with the reality of Tehran's vastly expanded influence in the Middle East as a result of the Islamic State war. Well, what do you know? We beat ISIS, we kicked them out, and it has vastly expanded the power of Iran. Now, how do you explain that? Well, she goes on to tell you a lot about that. It continues, the launch of the strategy signaled an important shift in the U.S. Middle East policy away from an almost exclusive focus on fighting the Islamic State, or ISIS, to an effort that also pushes back against years of Iranian expansion in the region. This has been going on for years. Just a final quote here from her, but the strategy offers no specifics on how to confront Iran's pervasive presence on the ground in Iraq, Syria, and beyond, raising questions about how easy it will be to push back against Iranian influence without triggering new conflicts. Well, I'll tell you, you're not going to push them back unless you kill them. That is how dedicated they are to this, and they've proven that over the years. Iran has sent in like tens of thousands of troops into Iraq and Syria. America has about 5,000, and they now find themselves in Iraq and Syria surrounded by Iran. Now, how do you think that's going to develop into anything good? That's something to think about very seriously. Here's one other quote. Iranian-backed Shiite militias have fanned out into the Sunni and Christian areas of northern and western Iraq that were freed from Islamic State control, often with the help of the U.S. airstrikes. And now Iran has just totally taken over Iraq and Syria, even kicked out our strongest allies in the Middle East, the Kurds, or at least overwhelmed them. And they've now taken over, Iran has taken over Kirkuk, where they had quite a lot of oil, that is, the Kurds did. But it goes on to say, there they hope to link up with other Iraqi allies to secure a land bridge between Tehran and their Lebanese ally, Hezbollah, in Beirut, securing an arc of continuous Iranian influence that stretches all the way to the Mediterranean. I mean, they now have a bridge all the way to the Mediterranean. Now, is that the king of the south? Which Daniel 11 verse 40 makes very clear it is in other scriptures, and we'll show you that in our booklet on the king of the south. The Bible calls it them, or it, that nation, the king of the south. It's the king. The king is not Turkey or Saudi Arabia or Iraq or Syria. The king is Iran. And we've been telling you that for over 20 years, as I said before. But how could the U.S., when you stop and think about it, how could they possibly have a strategy to fight alongside Iran, the number one terrorist sponsoring nation in the world by far? How could we possibly fight alongside them and, as this article says, empower them, indeed, and make them look like saviors in Iraq and Syria? And they're far more vicious overall than ISIS could ever be. And still, people don't seem to see that. But look, when you have tens of thousands of troops, Iranian militia, inside Iraq and Syria, and we only have a very few troops over there by comparison, let me tell you the only way you're going to push them out is to have just a vast military confrontation, and the United States lacks the will to do that. They know it. We know it. And the whole world knows it, really. But something's terribly wrong when we would fight alongside Iran, and now we've fallen into a deadly trap. And I'm telling you, they're saying things that are pretty disturbing. And we'll see how America responds to that. But let me tell you, it isn't going to be what we would like it to be. In all of this process, Iran has continued to build its nuclear bomb, and now it has this bridge all the way to the Mediterranean. It was able to put all kinds of troops in Iraq and Syria because of ISIS, and it made them look good. And of course, we did the most of the bombing ourselves and really received no thanks for that. Not at all. The Iranians, as this article says, all of this has empowered them. Here we fought alongside them and gave them a better worldview, I would think. Like, well, here's Iran fighting against ISIS. They're really, really against this violent terrorism. And that's a big farce. If you just look at what they do every week, you know that's not true. It's a lot of wishful thinking when we think, well, if we do that, maybe somehow we'll become friends with them and we won't have a war or we won't have this ongoing terrorist problem. But that's not the case at all. Not at all. One more quote here from the Washington Post. It says, any attempt to challenge Iran in Iraq and Syria will have a very negative effect on the existence of American forces in the region. That's quoting from Obed, that analyst from Beirut. And he says, they're surrounded by Iranians. We're surrounded by Iran. Now, all these areas that they now control, we're outnumbered, we're surrounded. One final quote, no amount of strategizing and boots on the ground short of an invasion is going to push back against Iran's ability to shape events in Baghdad and all over Iraq. And short of the U.S. Army marching on Damascus, Iran will not be ripped from Syria or Lebanon. Do our U.S. officials realize that? Do we realize what we're up against? These people are not normal powers in this world, and nobody is like them in their fanatical thinking and their religious beliefs. And they fight and think, even if it gets more violent, that will only hasten the return of their version of the Messiah. That's how they believe. Notice what Mr. Rex Tillerson said, the Secretary of State of the U.S. Certainly, Iranian militias that are in Iraq now that the fight against ISIS is coming to a close, those militias need to go home. And foreign fighters in Iraq need to go home. Well, do you think they'll go home? Well, notice what the Prime Minister, Haider al-Abadi, the Prime Minister of Iraq, said. And incidentally, he's a Shiite with strong Iranian connections. And he came out and said on Monday, these militias are part of the Iraqi institution. Well, what do you know? They're part of the Iraqi institution. He says they should be encouraged because they are the hope of the country and the region. They're the hope of the whole region and the country, he says. Wow. He's just a stooge of Iran. That's what it amounts to. Your armed forces have to prepare from this point immediately and without any delay to leave our homeland. This is one of the most powerful generals speaking out. You must leave our homeland, Iraq, after the end of the excuse of the ISIS presence. In other words, that's just an excuse. You Americans need to leave. It's not the Iranians. It's the Americans who should leave. Now, that's coming from the Washington Post. An article that really is quite powerful. You see, We helped drive ISIS out of Iraq and Syria, and now Iran is driving us out of Iraq and Syria. Iran is doing that, along with Iraq's help in Syria. What is wrong with all that? What is happening in the Middle East, and what is happening to America? I just want to mention something here that my son, Stephen Fleury, has a daily radio broadcast, The Trumpet Daily. And I'm quoting quite a lot from what he had to say in his program recently. And we have made a transcript of it, and I want to offer it to you at the end of this program because it has so much depth that people need to study it if they're going to understand what is happening in the Middle East right now and to the American troops and the Iranian troops. What is going on? The Trumpet Daily radio show airs every morning at 7 a.m. Central Time on KPCG 101.3 FM in Edmond, Oklahoma. But here, let me give you another quote from myself. This is from 2011, 6 years ago. We don't realize, and this world doesn't realize, how much Iran is ruling the Middle East and taking it over and giving it over to the most vile kind of terrorism and war. We don't realize that. Another quote, same date. Well now, that's a deadly change that is taking place in the Middle East, and what most people still do not understand is that Iran rules the Middle East, and they're pushing all over the place. That's what they're saying. Now, you can go to Leviticus 26 and verse 18 and 19. I'll just read it to you quickly, and it says this, and it is prophecy for this end time. We prove that in the Daniel booklet and in other booklets. But notice this, what this prophecy says, and if you will not for all this hearken unto me, God says, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins, and I will break the pride of your power. Well, what do you know? God says, "For because of your sins, I will break the pride of your power if you don't wake up." And Iran has taken our sailors. We've seen this on the news, the sailors that just drifted into their area unknowingly. And they've humiliated them before the whole world so the whole world can see. And Iran is telling the world that you can't trust America. And we just let it happen and do nothing. And America is just ridiculed in many places in the world, and that includes the Middle East. Now, I know we're going to go and we're going to talk about sanctions here and sanctions there, and it never, ever does any good. I'm a little sick of the word sanction because it doesn't solve anything. It may make people think we're solving problems, but it won't solve problems in the Middle East. So, did you know that we have the power, America has the power, do you realize that? The power to wipe Iran off the face of the earth almost immediately, but we don't have the will to use it. And they know that, and they can sense that, like a shark sensing blood in the water. It's just the way it is. It's the way the world is. We lack the will. Now look, in the history of our military, let me tell you, we've given a lot of our soldiers' blood to Iraq and even in Syria. It's about time that we realize what is going on. Even as far back as 1996, in our booklet on the King of the South, we said that Iraq would likely fall to Iran. How could we know that? Well, we know it because of Bible prophecy. And I'll illustrate that in a moment. Well, hey, let me just tell you what I said in 2003. This is a quote. It may seem shocking given the U.S. presence in the region now, but prophecy indicates that in pursuit of its goal, Iran will probably take over Iraq. Iran will probably take over Iraq. Well, have they done that? How could we know that 14 years ago? Because it's right there in the Bible prophecy. Iran is the king of the south. Iran is the tiger. ISIS is the mouse. We have to realize who our enemy is and quit playing games if we're ever going to solve our problems. And may I insert this? We need God's help. And are we getting it? Well, you answer that question. Something is not right. Well, you're going to, if you want another prophecy, you watch. Egypt and the military now has control of that country, but soon that control is going to be shifted to the Muslim Brotherhood. Just watch. It won't take very long at all, and see if it doesn't happen. Because of a prophecy in Daniel 11 and verse 42, you can read it. And if you don't understand it, you can get our Daniel booklet, and it will explain it to you. Notice Daniel 11 and verse 40. And at the time of the end shall the king of the south push at him. They just push all the time. They're going to push the wrong power shortly, though. And the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind, with chariots and with horsemen and with many ships, and he shall enter into the countries and shall overflow and pass over. Now, another quote from myself from 2011. Iran, the number one state sponsor of terrorism, by far has bludgeoned its way into controlling Lebanon and Gaza and has become the backbone of Syria terrorism. Iran has also bombed and butchered its way into the dominant role in Iraq and Afghanistan and is empowering the Muslim Brotherhood terrorism to get control of Egypt. Now America and the West have paved the way for another Iranian victory in Libya. And of course, I didn't even mention Iraq there. So you can add that to the list as well. But let me show you the good news here. This is all one prophecy. Daniel 11 verse 40 continues right on to the end of the book of Daniel. And notice what it says. Daniel 12 and verse 1, there shouldn't be a chapter break there. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which stands for the children of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was. You can see that building with your own eyes all the time. It's going to be horrific, beyond horrendous. I'll go on to read that verse, since there was a nation, never seen anything like it before. Even to that same time, and at that time, your people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book. So God is going to protect his people. And look what it's leading into. Look what this is leading into. If you think this isn't good news, we could have good news a lot sooner if we'd respond to God sooner. But look at what's going to happen in spite of our rebellion. Verse 2, and many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. How about that? If we just obey God and give ourselves over to Him, He says, look, I'll give you a reward where you'll shine like the brightness of the firmament and like the stars forever and ever and ever. Imagine that. That reward, God says He will give us if we'll get our minds where it ought to be and begin to let God recreate Himself in us and stop this crazy, insane madness we see all over this earth. And it's going to develop into the worst trouble by far that this earth has ever seen. God goes on to talk about the wicked are going to have to get rid of their wickedness. And if you, he just starts counting the days there, saying you're going to be greatly blessed if you'll just wait on 1,335 days, and we'll see what that means shortly. But look, good news is on the horizon. But preceding that is some of the worst news we've ever seen that's going to last for a very short time. Until next week, this is Gerald Flurry. Goodbye, friends.
America has just suffered its greatest defeat in the Middle East. Despite pushing the Islamic State out of Iraq, even as American leaders take a victory lap, a deadly Islamic power is plotting to fill the void in Iraq. Thousands of years ago, the prophet Daniel warned about a coming world war triggered by the King of the South. This power bloc will be a radical Islamic alliance led by Iran. Request Gerald Fleury's free booklet, The King of the South, to prove Iran's deadly role in Bible prophecy. A look at today's headlines proves that Iran dominates the Middle East, but Gerald Fleury foretold the emergence of Iran two decades ago when Iraq controlled the region. Read The King of the South to learn how he made such an accurate prediction. Daniel battled against Satan to receive the revelation contained in his book. Still, even he didn't understand the message that he recorded. Request Gerald Fleury's free booklet, Daniel, Unsealed at Last, to understand why the meaning of this message has only been made known in the end time. You will also receive a Trumpet Daily Radio Show transcript titled Bible Prophecy Right Again. The Islamic State was a distraction. America has helped Iraq drive out the Islamic State. In return, Iraq wants to push out America. This betrayal reveals America's pitiful, short-sighted foreign policy. Throughout history, America has proven unable to focus on more than one enemy at a time. While fighting ISIS, the U.S. has lost sight of Iran's rapid expansion of power in the Middle East. ISIS is but a mouse compared to the Iranian tiger. All our literature is available free of charge, at no cost or obligation to you. Request The King of the South, Daniel, Unsealed at Last, and Bible Prophecy Right Again, The Islamic State Was a Distraction. Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. Request The King of the South, Daniel, Unsealed at Last, and Bible Prophecy Right Again, The Islamic State Was a Distraction. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629.